The unknown impact of the virus is prompting health officials to speak with the business community on how to address workers who may fall ill with H1N1. Seth Bofelli is a spokesman with the State Department of Health Services.
We're really in the summer months trying to communicate with employers to consider what are some options to allow people to work from home, to call into meetings as opposed to being there if they're sick or if they have kids who can't go to school.
However, Marilyn Michaels says some workers may not have those options. She's a nurse epidemiologist with Gunderson Lutheran in La Crosse. Michaels says low-income workers may feel forced to choose between their health and their job if they become sick.
Is their employer going to allow them to stay home from work for 7 days, or are they going to be in fear of losing their job because of limited attendance benefits or absentee policies in their work area?
Joni Heath agrees low-income earners without health insurance may have a more difficult time taking off work. She's a caseworker with the free clinic St. Clair Health Mission in La Crosse.
They don't have personal leave time. They most oftentimes need a doctor's excuse if they are absent from work. If they can't work, they can't pay their rent. It's just a house of cards that falls pretty quickly when they don't have any resources to back them up.
Bofelli of the DHS says workers should talk with their employers about their needs if they become ill. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.